Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. In today's episode, I'm going to be speaking to you about the power of neutrality, why this space is incredibly magnetic, and why it is so filled with peace and freedom, what essentially we are all searching for as human beings. So before I get into that topic today, I want to invite you to the Divine Magnetism Mini Mind 2.0. So those of you who might have been a part of my community or the Lowenzo community for over a year now, just less than a year ago, we hosted what we called the Divine Magnetism Mini Mind, which was like a mastermind, but a smaller container, hence the Mini Mind name. But this year, we are holding it from January 23rd to the 29th. Those are going to be the live sessions, and then it's going to be followed by a few days of Q&A. So there's 4 exclusive hour-long audio trainings. There's going to be a supportive Telegram chat and community where you'll be able to receive coaching from Lo and I over this week-long period. Last year, it was just absolutely vibing and buzzing in there, and we cannot wait to welcome you all again. Each day, we're going to be providing simple but powerful daily mindset work to become outrageously open and divinely magnetic. And essentially, our intention around this is to really show you how much can shift over 7 days with bringing in new awarenesses, new teachings. And this is truly the work that Lo and I have been integrating, I would say, for the past 2 years especially, but the deepest work that we've ever done of liberating ourselves and bringing in that state of inner peace. And it's called the Divine Magnetism Mini Mind because what we found was, like, as we decided to journey more and more inwards to liberate ourselves from different constructs of the mind, such as perfectionism, such as imposter syndrome, such as needing to belong, like when we really got deeper into this work, we found that all of us as humans, we have attachments and needs, right? We have attachments and needs of the mind, and that perpetuates and creates suffering. But when we can go in, be willing to go in using tools and start to untie ourselves from those attachments, start to liberate ourselves in our own mind, in our own bodies, that's when we started to notice that big shifts were happening in our external realities. Abundance was just flowing in. There was magic and miracles, and still is, because this truly is the deepest work. This is the work of, like, if we can really start to mind our own minds, liberate our bodies in different ways, the subconscious mind being the body being the subconscious mind, we ultimately create a life where we feel peaceful and free. And as I previously mentioned, this is what we're all striving for as humans, right? We're all desiring to get to this place, like I mentioned this episode is about too, is the space of neutrality, where you're good either way. There's no graspiness or trying energy on your reality. There's trust. There's relaxed receptivity. And how do we do this work, right? Because I do feel like some of these words, such as receptivity and neutrality, can be some buzzwords in the coaching space. But, like, how do we actually get there? Lo and I are going to be providing you incredible actionable tips, like daily mindset work. Like we said, we're going to be sharing personal stories. This mini mind this year is not going to be complimentary, like not going to be free. It's actually $44. And that's because we're going into deeper teachings. We're going into deeper, like, examples from our own life, that it's just natural that this next level of a container requires a next level of commitment and accountability, because we are taking it to a greater depth here. But you can trust that in this container, you will receive incredible coaching from us. You'll receive a powerful shift, allowing you to create space and create neutrality, create detachment for yourself, to allow your desires to flow in with more ease, and to allow the universe to really surprise you in beautiful ways. So, coming back to what I wanted to speak to today, the power of the space of neutrality. So sometimes I've referred to this as, like, becoming nothing or being nothing, or the point zero. That's something that Lo and I have talked about in previous episodes of the Lo and Zo show as well, of, like, coming to this space, whether it's in, let's say, love and relationships, whether it's with your relationship with money, whether it's in friendships, whether it's in your relationship with your career, where you get to this place where you've untangled the attachments or grasping energy in your own mind and in your own body. And as you start to untangle that and let that go, you no longer are hyperfixated or in states of neuroses where you're so focused on where is the things that I want? Why hasn't this happened for me yet? I don't feel like I'm good enough, et cetera, et cetera. When you can start to untangle all of that for yourself in, let's say, one particular subject, like love and relationships or like money or like career, and you do the work, you do the inner work to liberate yourself layer by layer, what's left is neutrality or nothingness of like, I am good. I am present in my day. I am present in my life. I trust this process, because oftentimes our mind is feeling graspy and needy because it doesn't trust. It doesn't trust that everything's going to be okay. It doesn't trust that that person is going to come into our life one day, or that we'll be able to have the things that we need in order to keep going in life. And when you get to the space of neutrality, like, I'm good either way. I'm good if I'm single for the rest of my life, or I'm good if I'm not single for the rest of my life, or I trust my business, I trust my career path. There's such a level of magnetism to that, because there's not emotional graspiness and charge. And I want to paint a little bit of a visual to you that I personally think about when I'm feeling graspy energy. Graspy energy is basically like saying to the universe, don't help me, I've got this figured out. There's a needingness to control. So when we're exercising control, it's because what's deeper and underneath that is we don't trust that it's going to be okay. And we feel like we need to meddle, get our fingers in everything, literally tangle ourselves up in everything in order to achieve that. But the true power comes in breathing, in relaxing, in letting these things go and identifying certain patterns, let's say, that the mind likes to perpetuate or focus on that are inhibiting you from feeling that peace and freedom. And like I said, this is the deepest work that Lo and I have done or brought forth as teachings. And last year we had our very first mastermind, which was called Divinity. And we took people through this 6-month long journey of unprogramming, of releasing the attachments, releasing that needing graspiness energy. And beautiful miracles and manifestations occurred for everyone. So if you want a taste of that, if you want a taste of what I'm speaking into here around finding that place of neutrality, releasing the graspiness energy that's not allowing you to feel peaceful and relaxed in your body, then join us for the mini mind. The link will be down below. And I love these containers because inside of Telegram, we can send voice notes, we can support you. I'm speaking to we as in Lo and I, and we can just really create a beautiful environment for you to receive the transformations that you're intending for. So sending you lots of love and can't wait to see you inside there.